This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Lynn in Mississippi is on the line and is having an issue with a pear tree. What is going on that doesn't involve a partridge?
Hey, yes, ma'am. I had a Bradford pear tree, but I think I made a mistake. I'm not sure, but I let it grow up right next to my house.
Okay.
My foundation is concrete, and the tree has now gotten probably, I'm guesstimating maybe 15 feet tall, and it's got like three trunks. It's very, very pretty, and it looks good, but now I've gotten concerned. My concrete foundation is pretty thick, but does Bradford pear trees have a tendency to try to grow up through concrete foundation?
You know, pear trees don't get that big to a point where they typically impact foundations. And if they did, you would probably see some evidence of that. So, you know, while it sounds big to you, pear trees, standard pear trees get to be like, 18 to 20 feet tall or so. And that's just not big enough to really do much foundation damage. So I think you can live with that for a while. Just keep an eye on it. I wouldn't tear that out.
That is wonderful news. Okay, what should I look for? I mean, can I go on the outside where it's right there close to the house? Is there something that I can look for that will kind of tell me it could be a problem before it actually starts buckling my concrete?
Actually, you would see it on the inside. If you saw any cracks forming in the concrete opposite where the pear tree is, that would be a good indicator of it. But boy, it takes an awful lot of force to do that. And trees are going, the roots are going to try to find the path of least resistance. So I just don't think it's very likely that you're going to see that. But I'd see it on the inside first, okay?
Thank you so very much. I'm going to leave it alone.